know why we're doing this, but we are. It's Mackenzie, producer Pork Chop, Live the Web Girl, intern Chloe Money. And we decided we want to get some things off of our chest before going to the new year 2020. So we're going to do some show confessions. If you have something also you just like want to get off your chest, you can be anonymous, 833-563-2539. Or you can hit us up on social media at Joe and Mackenzie. You want to confess something, you just got to tell somebody and you want it off your chest. All right. So I think Liv the Web Girl should kick it off because she's got a good one. Oh, yes. Okay. Thanks, Usher.
So I don't know why I'm confessing this, but we're going into 2020. So I guess we just need to be honest and maybe I can break this habit.
Okay.
But I still check one of my ex-boyfriend's Instagrams like every week or every couple of weeks to see if he's gotten engaged yet.
Now, do you watch his stories? Is this a fake Insta account or is this your real?
No, it's my real account. And I don't really watch his stories. I just know that like when he gets engaged, he's going to post an Instagram photo of it. And so I just check, you know, to see if he's gotten engaged. If not, what's been going on?
Are you ever scared that you'll accidentally, your finger will slip, it'll like something?
I'm terrified of it. But then at the same point, I'm like, oh, well, like I will probably, like the only time I'm ever going to see this person again is like maybe at like one of our future friends' weddings. But like I'm not really going to see him again. And it's not even that like I'm going to be devastated when he gets engaged. I'm just so, so curious. And I know it's coming soon. And I know he's going to get engaged before me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just go on there every so often and just check.
Is this an ex, a guy that you pictured maybe marrying? Like when you guys were in the thick of it?
Yeah. Okay. I dated him on and off for 2.5 years in college. And we've been broken up since my junior year of college. So we've been broken up for a long
What's
time.
What's the girl that he's with like?
Well, she's blonde. Which is like funny because I'm blonde. I think she kind of like looks like me a little bit, which is just so.
Men have a pattern. Yeah.
He's dated blonde ever since we've broken up. So he definitely has a type. But she, I'm pretty sure, is like a lawyer. And she's actually from the same hometown that I'm from, like around the same area.
Weird.
Which I think is like funny too. But I don't really know anything about her. He met her like years after we dated.
When you check on it, you think about it and then you're like, no. But then you go and do it anyway. Yeah.
No, I just like not even like it's like I'm just like, huh. And I just do it.
I like that confession. All right, I have a confession. Thank you. Okay, mine is, it's super stupid, but I actually feel guilty about it. I am a straw stealer. Like, everywhere I go, I steal straws.
That's your a daughter, good thing.
No, your daughter is so
She'll
upset.
She calls me a turtle murderer. And when we go through the drive-thru, like at Starbucks, I'll ask because I don't want to stain my teeth. So if I get coffee, I always sip it with a straw. And she's like, save the turtles! And she is livid with me, but I feel like since everyone, and I do have a metal straw. I bought a stinking metal straw for like $8, but I really love straws. I know they're bad for the environment. I'm trying to wean off, but I feel like we're not going to be able to get them, so I'm stocking up. So if I go to like Qdoba.
You're stocking up for the end of straws.
It's like we're not going to be able to get them. These would be like hot commodities. Okay, so that's my confession. Gosh. Chops, do you have something? I know you have something.
Yeah, so this was like 2 months ago when I was single. I had worked at the steakhouse I had actually done the morning show.
Okay.
Worked at the steakhouse for 12 hours.
Right.
Slept for 3 hours and then worked all the next day again. But the 3 hours of sleep that I had in the middle of the night, I woke up in like the middle and had to go to the bathroom, but I was too achy and too tired to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom in a water bottle that I had next to my bed. And my new boyfriend.
He was right next to me.
No. I was when I was single.
Oh, okay. I was
and
like, oh my,
my new boyfriend found it just a week ago. When he was cleaning
up first thing in the morning.
I have so many questions.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
No, you're not getting out of this.
No.
You went in a water bottle when you were single. How long have you been dating Cody or Sausage Boy?
2 months.
You have had a bottle of your urine by your bed for 2 months.